Hello and welcome to Homeopathy at Home with Melissa. If you're ready to be independent in helping your family with acute and chronic conditions in a more natural way, if you're interested in learning how to use homeopathy at home, and if you enjoy positive, encouraging messages, then this is the podcast for you. Click subscribe, grab some coffee or tea, a pen and a notebook, and get ready to learn how to use homeopathy at home in your family. The information in this podcast and its transcription is to be used for education only. The suggestions here should not replace the advice of your medical doctor, and you should never stop any prescription medications without the advice and direction of your doctor. I am not a physician. I am not prescribing. And I am not making healthcare decisions for you. It is your choice to use the information provided here and in any future communications with me regarding homeopathy and natural healthcare.
Welcome back to Homeopathy at Home with Melissa. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Feeling good. We had sickness go through our house and yours.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was crazy. It's been a crazy summer.
It really has. I thought to myself, I think, well, at least in Florida, we live opposite where you go inside in the summer more often anyway. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that's why. I don't know.
It's been so many people have been sick this summer. I've been doing a lot of
crazy.
Yeah, it's been nuts.
Yeah. Well, it's fitting because we're going to open today with a question from a listener. And this is a really good question. If you've taken our courses, especially, the question is, I found two protocols for the same condition. One is a Banerjee protocol and the other was found in a course that I took. Which one should I be using?
Yeah. So, I always suggest that you use the Banerjee protocol. If you find a Banerjee protocol, I always suggest using that over any other protocol that you might find somewhere. And often, though, sometimes there's two Banerjee protocols for the same condition, so they're written differently. So we have to remember that the Banerjees, Dr. Prasanta and Pratik Banerjee, they would, in the same clinic, treating the same condition, would have two different protocols that they would use, and they both worked. Okay. So we just have to remember, you know, if you find a Banerjee protocol, don't worry about which one's right between the Banerjee protocols, but between a Banerjee protocol and even my protocol or you know, somebody else's, I would say go with the Banerjees first because they have that data collection, right? They have this massive data collection. And so I trust that. Now, if you're using a protocol and it's working, there's no reason to change or worry about it.
So if you're treating something, I found this protocol in a course, I've been treating it. You suddenly hear of a Banerjee protocol. Don't panic and switch protocols.
That's right.
Keep it working, obviously.
That's right. Okay. So that's another good point. So if you start a protocol that you found somewhere else, it's not Banerjee protocol, and you've been using it for 4 weeks for a chronic condition, and then you found a Banerjee protocol, stick with the protocol you've been doing for another 4 weeks. Let's see what happens, you know, and then reassess the situation and, you know, and then maybe you would switch to the Banerjee protocol if there's no change after 8 weeks.
Okay. And that is the beauty of homeopathy, I think, because I know sometimes it can feel confusing because there's different protocols for different things. And it feels like they contradict because I think in allopathic medicine or in other modes of thinking, they do contradict. Those things can't both be treatment for something.
Right.
But homeopathy is so broad. I mean, the same or different remedies can work for the same thing.
Yeah.
And different approaches, which is awesome, I think.
Yeah. You know, I mean, when you look at the Materia Medica and you see a remedy in here is pages long because of how many things one remedy can do.
Right. And there are probably five other remedies that they overlap other different things within that remedy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully you can't hear these crazy tree frogs outside my window. Do you hear them?
You know, I can't hear.
Okay, great. Well, if you guys hear them, it's our rainforest background. So you have background music tonight.
How funny.
It's pretty crazy. Okay, so today we are going to cover motion sickness.
There's a lot of great remedies for motion sickness too. So I've got my notes in front of me so I don't forget anything. Because look, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I mean, yeah. So we've got a lot of great remedies to talk about tonight. So listeners, get your notepad, get your, you know, type it up, however you're keeping notes. Pause this, keep note, you know, write down notes and come back because this is a lot of good information. Again, I've had many people ask me to sell them my 20 plus years of notes. I am giving it to you for free in this podcast. Okay. So it's taking, yes, we only do one every other week. So it's going to take, there's no way there. I can't even imagine how long it would take for us to get through all my notes, but I'm giving this to you. So take good notes, write it down. I want you to be successful. I want you to be able to use this. I can't tell you how many emails I get from people just thanking me for and how much they're learning. So I am not saying that to toot my horn. I'm saying that to say, thank you for taking the time to email me and say how much this is blessing you, because that's what it's all about, is blessing you guys. And you know, if I'm doing that, then I'm good. If I'm sitting here talking to the air and just me and Bree are having a conversation, nobody's benefiting, then what's the point? So thank you for talking to us. That's right.
Also, if you are listening and you can't take notes, don't panic. We turn all of these into a blog post. True. So you can always go back if you don't know how to spell it or you can't take notes.
So true. Yes. Good point. Go to the blog and you can just, you might even just print it. I don't know. Awesome. All right. So my favorite motion sickness remedy is the Highlands motion sickness tablets. I think I have those over here. I'm going to look and see.
Yeah. Let's see. Do you get motion sickness?
Say that again.
Do you get motion sick?
I don't. My daughter does.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit. So, okay. Well, I have not ridden in a car. I don't remember.
It's been that long.
It's been maybe in my early 20s when I was going, and I'm 50 now. So maybe in my early 20s, I used to ride. You know what? It was before I had Chandler. So, and Chandler's 26. So because after I had Chandler, I started to feel weird and feel kind of a little motion sickness-y.
Okay.
So I drive everywhere and I love to drive, thankfully. But now my daughter is driving. She's getting her.
Yeah, you used to be a rider now.
I am a rider now.
Bring all your remedies.
I'm doing beautifully. There's just the rare occasion that I feel a little off and I'm like, you know what, Grace, if you'll just slow down, if you'll just drive like 45, even though everybody behind us is zooming past us, I'm like, I don't care what they think. That makes me feel better. So no, I don't really, I've never had to take this, but when I say it's my favorite, it's the one that I see work the most. So this is Highlands motion sickness. And if you're watching the YouTube video, I'm showing it to you, tablets. And get my glasses on. You know how small this print can be. So let's see. In the motion sickness tablets is Nux Vomica 6X, Tabacum 6X, Petroleum 12X, Cocculus 30X. That's it.
Okay. So that's probably like the top four.
Yeah.
Remedies. Yep. And that's what Highlands, or really a lot of combos, do. They put all the top three or four just in one.
Yeah.
So it can be really nice when you just need something to work. There's a good chance that's going to work.
You know what's beautiful too about these combos? When it comes in a bottle or a box with instructions, with a label where it looks like, you know,
other also, those are easier to find.
Yes. And
I think the stuff that looks like real, quote unquote, real medicine, like in the boxes or in those tubes, you can find at Walmart or Walgreens sometimes. So if you're in a pinch, which typically I feel like when it's motion sick, you're not prepared. Or you're thinking, oh, we're about to go on a road trip tomorrow. I need something I can pick up.
Yeah.
You might have a better time finding that.
And then it's easier to share those with people who don't know homeopathy.
So let's say you can also order them on Amazon.
Yeah.
More safely than the remedies.
You're in an airport. Maybe you're leaving or changing planes or whatever, and you happen to meet somebody, or even on a plane, somebody who's motion sick. If you have it with you, they're more likely to take something like that than, you know, than a bottle like this where they're like,
you're giving me drugs.
I don't even, there's no instructions on here. Yeah. Okay. That's my favorite. I also really like Highlands Tobacum. Now it doesn't have to be Highlands. So it can be any brand, Boron or, that's not how you say it, but that's how I say it. Tobacum 30C. Mm-hmm. So Tobacum 30C is a lot like remember that's in the Highlands motion sickness one. That's a lot like what you feel like if you've ever smoked a cigarette. So the first time you ever smoke a cigarette, you feel this terrible sick feeling. And if you've never smoked a cigarette, have you ever watched Pinocchio?
I forgot about that. What a weird movie.
It really was. And Dumbo.
Yeah.
Dumbo had all that psychedelic stuff. I was like,
it goes right over their heads. I had no idea.
So Tobacum has that feeling like when you've smoked a cigarette for the first time, nausea, and the person will feel better after they vomit.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you're going to see as we go through these remedies, certain things to look for, you know,
and distinguish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cocculus is also in the
my favorite.
Now, have you used that one? Tell me.
This is the only one we use because I went to get it. I threw up every single day on the school bus. I had to sit in the front every day. He would just pass me the trash can and then I'd pass it back. And I tried those bracelets. I tried Dramamine. I mean, I literally, my whole life was horribly motion sick.
I'm sad.
Oh, I know. I remember I used to like lay in the back seat and just be miserable. And now I feel bad for my little kid self, but I have two kids, two of my three have been motion sick since they were babies. Okay. So one day, if you've ever cleaned up vomit out of a car seat, you know, the desperation that comes. Mm-hmm. Yep. So they didn't have to back them. So I just got Cocculus 30 at the store. And if I use that consistently, I have not had one episode. Wow. Nobody throws up when I use it.
Very cool.
And I will give it
very
like almost a loading dose when I know we're going on a car trip, like a road trip. I'll do it every 15 minutes for just right now that I know it works. I only do it once or twice, but when I was really determined for it to work, I would do it four times. And then just one more time after a stop, after it was like 4 or 5 hours in the car. And that is when those Boiron tubes come in handy, or like Highlands, my 3-year-old or 4-year-old could twist the cap. I could hand it back to him.
Nice.
And he could twist it and dump it in his mouth. And I have like them all over my car.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it worked. Awesome.
Okay. I love it. Thank you for that story.
Yeah. That was long. Sorry.
No, that's good. That's helpful because I haven't experienced that, you know, myself. So that's very, very
helpful. That works so well. Yeah. I'm sure Tobacum would also work.
Yeah.
I just had Cocculus.
So Cocculus has the vertigo with it.
Mm.
You know, so they're dizzy. And so that would be a differentiation, maybe. you know, where tobacco may not have the vertigo, it has more of the nausea and the sick feeling.
That's probably.
And, you know, cocculus has the vertigo. So, all right.
I think an indication here of cocculus too, that to me, knowing what it feels like to get motion sick, the vertigo, I've never thought of it as vertigo because when you're in a car, you don't necessarily feel dizzy, but when you're watching things go by or you can't look down and read and you feel that weird mind. Mm-hmm. And it is usually better when you close your eyes, isn't it?
So this says that it's the motion sickness is spurred by watching moving objects and is accompanied by nausea, fatigue, vertigo, and weakness, or a hollow sensation in the stomach. I remember Bree one of the first times that Lennon felt sick in the car with you. You had changed car. I think maybe he had gotten into the Jeep. Yeah. And you said he was sitting up higher so he could see out the window. That was the first time he could see out the window. And then you noticed that he was like fixated. He was just fixated out the window and then he was sick. It was the first time he'd ever gotten to see the things going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And if they sleep, it feels better. You're right. So that's where they close their eyes. They're not watching those things and they're fine.
And seeing to me, whenever I have felt like I was maybe a little motion sick, it's much better for me to see outside. I can't close my eyes. That would make me worse.
That I've never experienced that. It's so funny. I feel like there is need for all of these different remedies, I guess.
Yeah.
I just got lucky that cocculus really seems to be what works well.
Yeah. So good. Headache is maybe part of this. The headache may force the person to lie down. Mm-hmm. Generally can take cocculus in a 30. Is that what you do, the 30?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can be taken every 15 minutes for the first hour after seasickness strikes, and then once every hour after that until very much better.
Okay, so I have noticed, this is something too, I got in the airplane, well, maybe we'll get to this too. But cocculus, I have seen it work now. I personally used it after I was already motion sick. I thought for sure I was going to throw up. And I used it every 15 minutes for only 3 doses, I think. And I actually felt so much better. I have never felt relief from motion sick without throwing up in my life. And I seriously was like, this is amazing. This is a miracle. So it really does work. It's amazing as an adult using this stuff.
Yeah. All right. Petroleum. Petroleum is also in the Highlands motion sickness. And so this is the persistent nausea that may also be marked by excessive salivation, right? So you've got lots of saliva, vomiting, dizziness, or headache. And so the symptoms can be reduced by eating. So that would be,
that's a good marker.
Yeah. Good marker. Good. That's a good word to use, marker. Petroleum 30, again, you can do it, you know, every 15 minutes for the first hour and then every hour or so after that until you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So it looks like those 3, tobacco, cocculus, and petroleum, seem to be the top 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then these other ones we're going to talk about are maybe more specific indications.
Yeah. It would be. So if the Highlands motion sickness combo doesn't work, or one of these single remedies don't work, then I would then look deeper, or, you know, look at one of these other ones. Do you want to talk about Argentum nitricum?
Yeah. So this Argentum nitricum is good when the nausea is accompanied by anxiety, especially if there's a loss of balance or maybe symptoms of claustrophobia. So I'm thinking other forms of travel, like an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
If you're nervous and already get motion sick,
balance
and claustrophobia would be all good things to think about.
So true.
Or maybe even on a cruise.
Uh-huh.
If you know, the rooms feel small, or I feel like in those situations, you might have some more anxiety accompanied with nausea.
So that's so good. I never, so Argent Net is a big anxiety remedy. And wow. I mean, what a great, you know, thing to remember is that when it's because of anxiety can, okay. So Grace, my daughter, has never actually been sick from motion, but she had the anxiety about what if, because she has friends that get motion sick. Mm-hmm. So she started taking, one quarter of the kids Dramamine or something.
Yeah.
Every time she was like, I don't want to try remedies, because she knows sometimes we have to work to find the right one. And she's like, so she's
not a fun one to work through.
So she takes one quarter. So she was taking one quarter and one day I talked to her, I was like, you know, you've never even been sick. Why would you? And it has to do with anxiety. So, you know, this is making me think that we could do Argent Net with her.
Yeah.
You know, instead.
I feel confident that she's not going to get sick.
Yeah.
That might've been a good one also for a school bus or like for me.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you're nervous about getting on the bus or I don't know, different than riding in your own car. You're not nervous about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. I like what you said about, you know, maybe the airplane or the cruise. And then Arsenicum album, most people know this is one of my absolute favorite remedies. It's great for vomiting and burning in the stomach. We know that Arsenicum album has a lot of burning. So, you know, if you think about anywhere in the body, if there's burning in the nose with a cold or allergies, then you're going to think of Arsenicum album. If there's burning in the chest with a cold, cough, flu, you might think of Arsenicum album. Again, this is burning in the stomach while you're, you know, while you are feeling sick from travel, and it can come from eating bad food. So maybe a food poisoning, but you know, we're really talking about motion sickness here. So if your motion sickness, nausea and or vomiting accompanied by burning in the gut, then I would think of Arsenicum album.
Okay. The next one is actually one that you suggested to me, when we flew last time. So it's borax.
Uh-huh.
And we were talking because I've always used Cocculus. It works wonderfully in the car for us. But the last time we had flown after landing, one of my boys threw up and I felt sick after that. And they had taken Cocculus. So for whatever reason, it just didn't work the same. And then I was like, oh no, this is going to be terrible. And you had talked about borax because it has that, the downward motion feeling. And I used it. It was a rough landing about a month ago to go to Michigan. And we used borax. And I did also give them Cocculus still as a normal preventative.
Yep.
But we also took borax at landing and it was good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So good.
Had that downward motion or the fear of the downward motion.
Yes. Yes. So if you have a fear of landing I wonder, because I've never been on a cruise ship, I have zero desire to get on a cruise ship.
I love cruises. I love them.
So if there's a storm or something and the boat's going like this, do you think borax would be, does that even really happen?
I know there wasn't a storm. I feel like it mostly was rocking more than it was going like bouncing.
Yeah.
But even then it was such a big ship. It like,
I know you can barely feel it.
You feel it some, but it doesn't feel like you're dropping, at least when I was on it. I feel like if you're on a boat, like sailing or another smaller boat.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That dropping in your stomach.
Yeah. So Grace used to get that. She gets that so bad on elevators. Do you know how fast elevators are these days? You know, like they are so fast now.
You feel it.
Here she is texting me right now. So she's at camp. So you feel it when you stop, and she's always like, oh, it's a fear. Mm-hmm. Borax might be a really good one for her too. Not that I'm going to give her borax if we're going to get on the elevator.
Right. But yeah, I mean, still.
Right.
You know, it might work.
Good. Okay. Bryonia. I honestly wouldn't think of bryonia for motion sickness, but bryonia, remember, is everything's worse with movement in bryonia. So if you've got, a hurt shoulder or whatever, any kind of pain in your body that's worse for movement, then you're going to think of bryonia. So it can also work then with motion sickness because it's worse for motion. So bryonia is also worse for heat. So if you're in a hot vehicle and you're feeling sick, then it's the heat, the sun, the summertime, they want to be the migraine. Even I know we're talking about motion sickness, but even the migraine, they want to be still. Mm-hmm. They want to be in a dark room. Grace is texting me. And they want to, oh my goodness. I'm just going to text her really quick. And they want to, they don't want to be in touch with anybody. They don't want to be talking to anybody or have anybody talking to them. So same kind of thing with the
be alone.
Yes. Yeah.
Don't touch me. And I want to be alone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go ahead and do Ipecac.
Thank you.
Ipecac is, it's a great remedy for vomiting in general. But this is great for nausea with gagging. And this one is also especially good for pregnant women with motion sick or morning sickness.
Oh, good. And with Ipecac.
Mm-hmm. Ipecac, yeah. Which is one we've talked about with morning sickness before. So the gagging is a good keynote. It says specifically pregnant women. So
yeah,
maybe you're pregnant and other ones aren't working as well. That can happen. Pregnancy is weird.
Pregnancy nausea is really hard. It can be.
It's hormonal. So it's hard to get rid of that.
Yeah. And something that's likely not extremely encouraging when you're throwing up every day, those hormones that are making you do that, like when you're nauseous or vomiting, that means your hormones are working well. You're less likely to have a miscarriage when your hormones are working well enough to cause nausea and vomiting. Do you agree with that, Bree? I think you know more than
I would say. Yeah, because if we're talking normal morning sickness, yes, that's a good symptom that your hormones are. If you're talking severe, really severe, I don't feel like that qualifies. That's a different thing. But yeah, in general, when your hormones are at a level that are that high,
mm-hmm.
there's typically going to be some nausea.
Yeah.
For a little bit. We still have four more remedies.
Yeah. Kelly Bick. I would never think of Kelly Bick.
I would never. Yeah.
So if motion sickness comes along with dizziness and especially when standing, so maybe you feel better when you sit down, mm-hmm. and which is, really typical for the normal seasickness, then also if there's head pain that's kind of like in the sinuses,
like pressure,
or sinus headache and the pressure, Kelly Bick is so great for the sinus pressure and sinus infections. It's so good for that. So if there's dizziness and motion sickness with sinus symptoms also, then you might think of Kelly Bick. And I would do a 200. The other thing we have to remember, Kelly is yellow. Mm-hmm. Kelly, so Kelly Bick is yellow. So when we think about the mucus color key that I've taught in other places, the Kelly Bick can be yellow or green. This vomiting might be a bright yellow.
Okay.
So then you might think of Kelly, but if there actually is vomiting and it's yellow.
Okay, Nux Vomica. Mm-hmm. We know Nux Vomica. Probably you will be aware of Nux Vomica, but it is pretty far down the list. Mm. It's a good one to
get. But these aren't necessarily in order by like what to choose.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, that makes sense. I know there's a top few, but Nux Vomica could be good if there's also an intense headache, especially at the back of the skull. This person may want warm drinks. So not Bryonia. This is opposite.
Right.
Bryonia. They want warm drinks, especially coffee, which I always want coffee. So that might be hard. And this might be a good one if the motion sick results in gagging and the need to vomit, but you don't actually vomit. That's miserable.
Yes.
I would rather, I know a lot of people would not, they will do anything to not. I would rather throw up and feel better.
So funny.
Hiccups are also a good keynote for Nux Vomica.
So, okay. I love you made a good point where you said you always want coffee. So that would be hard. So in these differentiations, we're talking about these keynotes, these are things that are not normal for you. So if you don't normally want coffee and now all of a sudden you're craving coffee, then that would be something to note.
Okay. Yeah. That is a good thing to point out because that would not be abnormal for me.
I know. I love it so much. I wish I could drink it all day, every day. It just tastes so good.
I know. It does. But I really probably should drink water.
Roost tox. Vomiting with a lack of appetite, severe headache, and thirst. And roost tox can be brought on or be worse when there's foggy, cloudy weather.
Okay.
Roost tox always is also worse for, okay, so think about the roost tox arthritis. Okay, so roost tox arthritis is worse for wet and damp weather. And so this kind of motion sickness can come on also when there's wet, damp, you know, when it's wet and damp outside and cloudy, those kind of getting wet, just being getting wet outside, you know, in the rain can make this person feel worse.
It's so funny because these seem bizarre a little bit, but you know, there's somebody listening who's like, that is how I feel.
So when you say bizarre, the bizarre thing that I've done in my life is when I had the chronic allergy symptoms all the time, I could tell you before it was going to rain. I would get my allergy symptoms before it rained. That's and so I would only have allergy symptoms inside of my house. And it didn't matter which house I lived in. When we moved, it was always the same thing. It was always in my house. I always felt better outside and I could tell you when it was going to rain. So if we were at the beach and it was going to rain, nothing.
That is very bizarre. Isn't that
weird? Very weird.
Yeah. That is, yeah. Especially allergies. You're like, that's usually better away from the things that give you allergies.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is, and you're still like that. You feel better. If you have any kind of scratchy throat, you're better outside.
Oh yeah. I love being outside.
Mm. Yeah.
That's true. That's right.
When we like were anything.
Sick, yeah.
Yeah. Our last one is veratrum album. This one is good when severe weakness accompanies retching, such a terrible word, or relentless nausea. But mm-hmm. I know that is a mm-hmm. retching is the proper word probably for that. That's pretty violent. There's not a lot of other keynotes for that, but I do think veratrum problems typically pretty violent and just relentless nausea, but the weakness does seem like a keynote there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Good. So there's your motion sickness remedies.
Good. Straightforward. I do think the motion sick is great to have on hand. The motion sick. It's literally called motion sickness tablets. Yeah.
Well, this is pretty old, so they could have changed it by now. This, I don't even see an I know that they don't really expire, but I don't even see an expiration date on. This is really, I've had this for a very long time.
And also just a mom hack, I think the Boyron tubes because hopefully you're not using these constantly, but the Boyron tubes, keep a couple in your car. You can toss them back to people in your car, and they're easy to get out, easy to take, and they're easy to find in 30s.
Yeah.
Usually a lot of this would have these.
Yeah, this would fall everywhere. This would be, there's no expiration date on this. I think that's hilarious.
That's actually pretty crazy.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for being talking about motion sickness.
Yeah, so, of course.
I hope you guys learned something, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.